From beautiful music to soothing soundtracks to magical pop, it's time to chill out in the stressful 2020s. It's not your grandfather's easy listening show. It's Gentle on My Mind with the mighty mellow DJ Fred from Radio Thrift Shop.
Keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da.
The Charleston was once the rage. Uh-huh.
History has turned the page.
The miniskirts, the curve.
The teeny boppers are new barkina.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
The grocery store.
Electrically, they keep the baseball score.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
And girls to get a kiss.
Cars keep going faster all the time.
Bums still cry. Say, buddy, have you got a dime?
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding.
The Alan Copeland Singers with Baroque Anova, and before that, the Anita Kerr Singers with The Beat Goes On, and we started off with Alan Lorber and Up, Up and Away. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're tuned to my relatively new show, Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. This week on Gentle on My Mind, I'm going to feature some music by British musician and arranger Mike Sams, and some music that was found in his apartment upon his passing away in the 1990s. It was in a box simply marked Youth Film. This is definitely a soundtrack, but the film has not been found.
Thank you.
album Music for Biscuits, Lost Advertising and Rare Film Sounds by Mike Sams and the Mike Sams Singers, released in the UK on Trunk Records. That was the soundtrack to a mysterious unknown film called Youth.
Why do birds sing so gay?
This is Bird Note. Why do birds sing? I wonder about this every spring, especially when I hear a black-headed grosbeak scat singing. The question has been around a long time, and many have taken a crack at it. Ancient philosophers, romantic poets, Charles Darwin, even Frankie Lyman and the teenagers. We can narrow the question a bit. What is it about spring that incites birds to sing? Frankie Lyman was on the right track. Modern science still ties spring birdsong to the romantic urge. Longer hours of light in spring stimulate a male bird's hormones, in turn inciting it to sing. And singing attracts females. Here's what some of the lucky female birds get to hear. Thanks for listening to Bird Note. I'm Michael Stein. Every Friday, Bird Note email subscribers enjoy the most colorful message they'll get all week, with beautiful photos, links to upcoming episodes, and info on special features. Sign up for our newsletter this week at birdnote.org.
Beautiful jazz harpist David Snell with the Crab Apple Jam. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The sea walnut first entered the Baltic Sea almost 40 years ago, probably hitchhiking on cargo ships. Since then, this little critter has been a big pest. The population has exploded as the organisms have gobbled up young fish and crustaceans. And to sustain themselves during the winter, they may eat their own young. The sea walnut is a type of comb jelly. It's typically a few inches long, and its transparent body is shaped like the meat of a walnut. Its native habitat is the northern Atlantic Ocean, along the coast of North America. But over recent decades, it's invaded other waters, especially the Baltic Sea, between Europe and Asia. In late summer, sea walnuts in the Baltic expend a lot of energy reproducing, and that's been a mystery. Winter in the Baltic is cold and dark, so there's almost no chance that youngsters would survive it. But a recent study found that the young might be intended more as a food supply than as a next generation. Researchers found sea walnut larvae in the stomachs of the adults in late summer and early autumn, and they found that adults in the lab also ate their offspring. The researchers suggest that the adults need to eat their young to survive the winters. They're farther north than in their native waters, so they need to store more food for the season. And they eat all the other available food by late summer. Eating their young could add several weeks of energy to their stores, perhaps enough to sustain them through the long, hungry winter. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. Let's slip into the cosmic groove.
This world ain't never gonna change. and all its ways of war. Ain't gonna change it back again. And I'm gonna find me the dolphin and he's living in the sea. Sometime I wonder, baby, do you ever get a little time to think about me? I'm not the one to tell the world how to ever get along. Yeah, but what I do know is peace is gonna come. And only when all hate is gone, I'm gonna find living in the sea. Sometime I do wonder, baby, do you ever get a little time out to think about me?
Explore the jet set world of easy listening and easy tempo jazz. Follow the mighty mellow, It's Gentle on My Mind, with DJ Fred.
It's time for the light show, some music of Enoch Light. Thank you. This is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. We've been listening to The Light Show, music of Enoch Light. That was You Showed Me with Enoch Light and the Glittering Guitars. Before that, Enoch Light's cover of Norwegian Wood, and we started off with a very familiar tune, Downtown.
Thank you.
Johnny Pearson in a piece called Nature Cycle. And that's going to bring us to the end of our program. If you'd like to hear this program again, it's Gentle on My Mind, number 31, and it's archived at radioforall.net. So remember, we all need to chill out in this stressful time. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your neighbors. Be gentle of spirit, and be gentle on your mind.